In order to speak further about the topic, I want to clarify where is the area where you make your own decisions. Because last time we gave examples, but I think that there are areas where you have to make a decision on your own. With that you consider what other people say, for sure. That's what you do. But decision in the end, it's your own decision. Let's see. First, we have to know that there is one place in the Rotzen Beroilom, or there is a place in Rotzen Beroilom, where his Rotzen is clear from the beginning. Where there is no place for your own decision in that way. That is by Kiyum Mitzvahs. You have a Kiyum Mitzvah, plain, you know, a plain Kiyum Mitzvah, and you have to keep the Muktzah or whatever it is, you keep Shabbos, and then your Yetzer tells you that you would be better off when you would do another thing, you know. So there is no place for your own decision that you say, you know, okay, it's my own thing, I want to do it on my own, and I decide myself. No. There the Borei Olam tells you what to do. That means there is a Rotzeh for the Borei Olam. It has to be actualized in that world. So whatever you have a problem with that, that's called the Yetzer Hara. And that problem, then you have to overcome it. You have to find an Yetzer. You have to find a way how to do it. Huh? But there, the thing is basically clear. That means there is a Seichel there, which your Seichel and my Seichel are agreeing on the same, in the same way. Without Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that is not interesting for me now. That's a different sugya. But Be'etzem, the halacha is built that everyone can agree. Whenever he has enough seichel, he'll understand the arguments, and he'll understand how you derive a thing from the Shulchan Aruch, and there, that's the seichel you need. And then, when you don't have the seichel, you go to ask the person. And then that thing is clear. And whenever you have a problem with that, you have to overcome the problem, because you have to do what you are told to do. For sure. There's an inner reason for that, we'll perhaps speak about that next time. But there's an inner reason why halacha is built like this. But halacha is built like this, however you will tell it. You know, halacha is built like that. That is a clear seichel there, which everyone is able to admit that that's the seichel. And when you have a problem with that, you have a problem of Yetzer Hara, and you have to overcome it, and then you are told what to do. There's a second area, which is related to that, that when you don't have the information, once in a while the field you are stuck in is a field which you don't really know what's going on there, and there for sure you have to ask the person which has the knowledge. That's a very simple thing, that even the Einat Zorach Lifnim, you know, when you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the knowledge, so what shall you do? You don't know how to understand this sugya. You do not understand. You have to ask how to understand the sugya. But for sure you have to ask. But there's a third place where it is, there's another Rotzen Hashem there. Huh? The Rotzen Hashem is not prefabricated like by the halacha. The halacha, the Rotzen Hashem, is existing independently from you. Huh? Independently. It doesn't matter whether I am alive or not, the Shulchan Aruch will stay the same. Huh? There were a lot of people between what the Shulchan Aruch was written and our days, and the Shulchan Aruch stayed still the same. Because that Rotzen Hashem is there. Unmovable, like that's what it is. Huh? But there is another place, or another thing, in the Rotzen Hashem, where he wants entirely a different thing. Because there are places where Hashem wants you. He wants you. He doesn't want that what he told to himself beforehand should realize itself in the world. No, he wants you. And the point is, he wants you wherever you are. That itself has a problem to us, because when I tell you the Boiler wants you, it could be that you imagine that this wanting me means that the Boiler wants some idealized picture of Reuven Leuchter, you know, some ideal, that like the children, they have once in a while these toys where you have a picture which is covered by another, by black or whatever it is, and you have to take off the cover and then the picture emerges. So that's what you think. The Berolov is interested in me, means that he's interested in that ideal person which is under these layers of all my koiches and all of my problems. There, my real I is hidden, and I have to scratch that thing off in order I should reveal myself. No. The Boreolim is interested in you now. The same thing which was in Metzias Mitzrayim. Metzias Mitzrayim, that's the Yesoid of our Emunah. That's a very important thing in Emunah. That's a very important thing in Emunah. That our Emunah is Asher Hotzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Emunah is not that there is a Boreolim. No. The Emunah is that the Boreolim is interested in the Klal Yisrael, and he's interested in the Klal Yisrael even though they are over the Avodah Zorah, the way the Chazal say. Yeah? But he was interested in them then, for sure, for a purpose. By us it's also to bring us to Olam Habo, Gesundiger Heil. But he's interested in you now, where you are. There he's interested. And now you can not go to anyone to ask what to do in that case, because then you go against the Boreolam, because the Boreolam wants you, and then you go to someone else, and then the Boreolam lost you, and he doesn't want that. He wants you in these cases, yeah? And then I have to decide, because that's what the Boreolam wants. I am there. I have to decide. He wants me. Then I have to decide. And that is what we are denying. We think in every single situation in the world, there is some objective truth behind everything, which only the big and holy people are able to understand this objective truth. Yeah? There is something there which objectively is right. That means the basic way, every single thing which happens in the world, there is a seichel there which be'etzem everyone would agree the same thing. Only we are too thick. We don't understand really. So we have to go to the person which is closer to that idealized seichel, and he is able to tell me what to do, because he knows what's going on. So that's his. He tells me what to do, and I will do the right thing there. That means this seichel will decide for me. But the point is, no. That is right in halacha, and there is an inner reason for that. But that's right in halacha. That in halacha, there is a seichel there, which is called Rotzen Hashem, or which is called Shulchan Aruch, or Rambam, or whatever you want. There's a seichel there, which is objectively there, and everyone agrees that that seichel is there. But only you have to understand what's there. So when you are not a poisek, and when you are not a big Talmid Chochem, then you go to the poisek or to the Talmid Chochem, and he tells you what is the seichel which was there before you were born. Yeah? Not depending from you, but by all or by other decisions, the Boreolam wants you where you are. And when he wants you, and you go to ask someone what to do, then you go against what the Boreolam wants. Very clear, that's right? But those are the areas we have to explore. What are those areas? Yeah? So I give you a few dugmos, that the whole areas there is all depending in your personal life. Perhaps next time we'll see together where is that really coming from. Why is that this split in two things? But let's see the areas, you know. We spoke a little bit about Shiduchim last time, but by Shiduchim, everyone agrees that you have to decide yourself. Why? Because it's your life, and the Boreolam wants you. Yeah? Perhaps over here I said about the disciple where I was living in Beryankiv, I told it here. No. Okay, so but that was the Shiduchim. So the Shiduchim, that's already consensus that you have to decide yourself. Why? Because there is no objective reality. That once in a while the Bocher drives him crazy. He thinks, there's only one there in the world, and I have objectively to hit the target. You know, drive this Machshova out of your head. No, it is your decision. It's your decision, that everyone says. Now what do? You still can't decide, because you can't really take this responsibility. So what do? You don't want to decide. So you wait for the time when there is such an overwhelming feeling that you have no possibility at all to think differently, and then again you didn't decide. Because you didn't decide, because the Regesh decided for you. But when you are making a decision in Shidduch, that's not like this. Because the Shidduch goes like this. You have a Sofek in front of you. The one which makes a Shidduch, and he has no Sofek whether to marry or not to marry this girl, let's say, when he has no Sofek, then his stomach is a thick person, you know. His stomach is not so intelligent. For sure you have a Sofek. But people come to me, Rabbi, I have a Sofek. And then I say, okay, now you have to decide. But there is a Sofek. Now you have to decide. But there is a Sofek. But you have to decide. You're for sure. You decide when there is a Sofek. But how could I decide that there is a Sofek? You know, that's what the decision does. Because beforehand there is a Sofek, and after you decide it, the other side vanishes. That's what we spoke last time. Because you decide, you move to one side, and then the other side is gone. That's the way you decide by a Shidduch. You don't want to do that. You want that someone else should make the decision. So when the Odom Godel can't make the decision because he tells you in your face that you have to decide yourself, you decide in the way that you still don't make a decision. Because the Regesh decides for you. That's nothing. No. The Borei Olam wants you, and when he wants you, he doesn't want your taiva, and not your chemdas moment, and not your anything. He wants your decision. That's what he wants. And then you decide, and the sofek is gone. Yeah? This is the depth that is leading afterwards immediately to a responsibility, or to accountability when you want. Because whenever the sugya is that I have to hit the target, which is by the Borei Olam. Which that what you think? What does a Haredi person decide? He decides what Hashem wants up there in Shomayim, on Alpayim Shono, Koidim Shenivro Olam. Because that's when the Torah was there. So you think, I have to decide, and my decision has to fit this unbelievable depth of the Borei Olam's Rotzen, which is up in Shomayim. So when you take responsibility for such a thing, then or you are maglomanic, because how could you take responsibility for that? You have no clue. Or you are some unresponsible person, which from the mouth and outwards says, I will be responsible. But you can't really take responsibility for that. You can't. Because who can take responsibility on a thing which he even doesn't know what is wanted from him, and I should hit the target what the Borei Olam has in mind? No, the Borei Olam has in mind that you should make a decision. That's what the Borei Olam has in mind. And when you don't do it, then you go against the Borei Olam. And then I have to take responsibility, because I have to make a responsible decision. The Borei Olam is interested in my responsible decision. Yeah? I'll speak about that. That's why for sure you have to go and ask an Eitzah. For sure you have to go and ask an Eitzah. But the Eitzah doesn't mean that the person tells you what to do. You still tell yourself what to do. So that is Shidduch. That's simple. Yeah. I was once by the Steipeler. I was living in Belyankiv. And Belyankiv, I don't know whether most over here are Americans, that could be. But in every bigger inner city, there are places like this, like Harlem or things like this. So Belyankiv was a kfar, which was like an inner city kfar. I mean, people were killing one the other kipshutoi. There were every single day was gneivos there. I had a neighbor which went away for Ben Hazmanim. When he came back to his dira after Ben Hazmanim, the dira was literally empty. There was nothing there. No fridge there, no stove, nothing. It was everything he got. That was Belyankiv, you know. When you came home from Ben Hazmanim, you didn't know what will you meet in your apartments. No, not clear, you know. It was a crazy place. Gneivos and retziches and drugs and whatever you want. But there was a yeshiva. So I was a part of that yeshiva, and that was a very good place for me to learn. But my daughter grew older, and there came the time that we have to make a certain decision, you know, should we stay or should we go? And there were clear givens, you know, the givens of the terrible place, the givens of a good yeshiva, and I had my own apartment, my own rechush in Yerushalayim, in Rehov Sorotsky. I had then an apartment there, and the question is whether to go back to my apartment. Yeah, my own apartment. And I went to the stipler. The stipler reads the letter, and when he read the letter, in the end he looked at me and said, I will never tell you where to live. You speak about your own apartment, yeah? But I will never tell you where to live. Because telling where to live is like telling a person who to marry. You have to decide yourself. Only Hashem should guide you in the right way that you should make the right decision. So I don't know why, but in the same year, in the same winter, the Mashgiach decided to go to Yerushalayim, and then there was no decision left. For sure, I go back to Yerushalayim. That was clear afterwards. So, but that was the stipend. He wouldn't tell me what to do. Yeah. So that is an area where to live, who to marry. That's an area where you have to make your own decision. For example, another one of your own decision, that is children's education. There are people over here, Americans especially too, Americans, they have people which are very good in giving aids on chinuch. That's true. I know them personally, and they understand something from chinuch. Yeah? That's true. But now, is it Rebbe Pliny or Rebbetzin Pliny? That doesn't matter. I will not mention names over here. But whatever these people are, do you really think that these people, Be'etzem, would have to have 100,000 children? Only biologically, that's impossible. So the Bore Olam spread out the children in between all different families in order that this Rav and Rebbetzin should be able to educate 100,000 Jewish children. Do you believe in such a garbage? Do you? I don't. The Bore Olam made absolutely no mistake when he gave you a child to educate. He made no mistake. He is not mistaken. And he wants your education. That's why you have a child. You can't give away the responsibility from that. It's not shayach. And when you go and ask what to do, and you blindly follow the guidelines which the person tells you, you go against the Bore Olam. You go against Hashkoche. You go against what the Bore Olam wants from you. Because he wants you. That's why he gave you a child. Huh? How many people deny that? I have not enough fingers on the hands, you know. But you only think, no, someone else will know. I don't know, I have no clue, but someone else will know. You know, this is against the Bore Olam. And you think you are more frum that way, that's right? That's what you think. You are more frum. I'm the real guy, you know. I ask everything. But you forget, the Bore Olam wants you. Yeah, for sure. But then when he wants you, then you have to ask Aitzes for sure. Because asking Aitzes doesn't mean asking what to do. That's what already the Ruach Chaim says. The asking Aitzes means that you have to speak through your tzodim, and you see that this big person thinks differently. So then that is very interesting that he thinks differently. But whenever it's a psak, it's a psak. But when it's not a psak, people can tell you what to do. When a person tells me what to do, I do it, even though you don't believe it. But believe me, when someone tells me what to do, never mind who, someone tells me what to do, I do it. We have a minion on the nets, and the minion on the nets needs feeler, you know, because there's no chiyuv now. So we have a toranut. So I was told to be a chazen. I'm going to be a chazen, no problem. I could say, no, I don't have a long enough beard. But in the end, I'm 60, you know, and these guys, they are 35. So please, you can go. I don't have to. No, when you tell me to go down for a moment, I will do it. I dumped over here too, Nusach Svart. Because they asked me, when you tell me what to do, I'll do it, you know. Huh? Please be careful. When you tell me make push-up in the middle of the street, I'll do it, you know. But no, I do what you tell me. People tell me. That's not the point. But the Eitzah doesn't mean that you ask the person, tell me what to do. No. You're not asking, tell me what to do. You ask him, tell me what you think. Because I have to have other areas, other vantage points on this problem that I can understand that in a different way, and then I have to make my decisions in a more mature way. But you don't ask what to do, because that's not the point. Huh? So that is education, where you are in charge. And then, for example, another area is when you have a stelle. I don't know whether this is what you aim for, but a lot of people aim for a stelle, or you aim for a pulpit rabbi, it's all the same thing, you know. When you aim for something, and you want to have something to do, or it is a responsibility for other people. Never mind where, but the Chazal say, "Bimkoimcho yoshivucho." You will be placed in your place. That means when you have some place in the community or with other people, as being a magichir or mashkiach in a yeshiva, it is you which is needed there. "Bimkoimcho yoshivucho." You are placed there. The Bo'er Olam didn't want that one big person should make all the decisions, only you have to fill up these holes with human beings. So you put the human beings in these holes in order there should be someone there which can speak. But in the end, the responsibility is by the other one. No! In Bimkoim Cho Yoshivucho, when you are somewhere, that is your place. And the Stelle, or anything which has a responsibility to it, means that you are broader. That's dangerous, or that's scary, because it's not only you which is included in you, it is even other people are included in that position where you are. That happened to me when I was Mashkir in Yeshiva. When I was Mashkir in Yeshiva, there were two Bochim there, which they made the biggest mistake, you know. They made a Patshkevil against the Yeshiva. There was one Magichir, which they thought that he is chasing another Magichir in Yeshiva. So there was a Patshkevil on the street from Geula for 5 minutes. But that's enough. 5 minutes are enough. And that was a Patshkevil against the Yeshiva from Bochum, from Yeshiva. So you have to take some actions. So Reb Chaim Sarner was in Chutzlaretz, and the one of the Rabbin was a Roidev, and the other one was a Nirdov. So the only one which was left is me. So I was solo, I was alone. So I had to make some decisions over here, yeah? So I took the Bochim, how we found them, that's a whole other story, but we took the Bochim, was standing in front of me, it was 9 o'clock in the morning, or 8:45, and I told them, okay, so it could be I'll throw you out. But you have to know beforehand, when I throw you out from Yeshiva this morning, so at 11:30 in the morning, no, not one item of you will stay in these four walls. And then I'll find a toothbrush of one of you, I'll throw it out into the Rechov Chagai. That's it. Out. Whenever you're thrown out. But I know it's in the foshes, and you have to make a heavy decision. Are you agreeing to come with me to the Mashgiach, which is my Rebbe? So I said, yes. So we went into the cab, and in the middle of the cab, I turned around to these two boys, and I told them, you have to know, it could be the Mashgiach says that he thinks that these Bochim should stay in Yeshiva, and I'll throw you out. It could be the Mashgiach says that he thinks that you should throw them out, and I'll keep you. It is my decision. I go to ask an Eitzah. I don't go to ask him what to do. Clear? Clear. Okay? It's my decision. I went to the Mashgiach, I gave him the Patshkevil, and I remember him, it was faulted, you know, so opened it up, you know. I'm rereading the whole thing, you know, sitting there by his table, reading that thing. And then I told the Mashgiach, I told him, I want to tell the Rav that I came here, and I want him to know what he thinks. But it could be that the Mashgiach tells me he thinks I have to keep the Bochim, and I will throw them out. It could be the Mashgiach will tell me he thinks you have to throw them out, and I'll keep them, because it's my decision. I came to ask what the Mashgiach thinks. Not the Mashgiach should tell me what to do. He was very happy with that. Yeah? Very. Because it's your own achrayas. That means it's your own position. And that is the deep point which we are missing in our life. when we think that the only thing which is going on in the Hashkoche or by the Boreolam is an objective seichel, which this objective seichel has to be caught somehow, then there's no place of taking responsibility. Then you have to go to ask what to do. Because who are you to understand what the Boreolam wants? Who are you? But those sugis are not built like this. There is a sugi which is built like this, which is called Kiyum Mitzvahs. And the Kiyum Mitzvahs is built that the Rotzon of the Boreolam is clear by him. And when you don't know it, you have to go to ask. Because it's a clear seichel which everyone agrees to it. But there are other sugis where the Boreolam wants you. Then he wants your own decision. That's what he wants. And then you have to decide. And when then you go to ask someone what to do, you just went against the Boreolam. So that's very dangerous. So the danger over here is manifold. But one of those things is that it lacks in emunah. When over here, that will not be the topic we go further on, but that is a lack in emunah. Because actually you don't believe that the Boreolam wants you. That's a very sad lack in emunah. Because the yesoid of emunah is that the Boreolam wants you. That's the yesoid in emunah. And this yesoid is lacking. When I would know that the Boreolam wants me, then I would be able to see that in certain positions he really wants me. Yeah? But when I don't believe that, I know he thinks he wants himself. His own rotzen, which is already there and pre-programmed, this own rotzen should actualize himself, then I am not worth, really, you know. So why can I decide, you know? So that is a very sad point in emunah. Now, people are asking me, I only make that as an end of the thing, people are asking me, so how do you decide? So, okay, so I have a sofer, so you flip a coin. It's not. This has to be explored. And this is a big sugya. And this will be the next step. There's a big sugya over here, how to decide. And this, you decide through something which we nearly lost. We'll speak about that next time. Yeah? We nearly lost that we identify with one of the sides. We lost that point. That we can identify. I have to identify with one side. That's what you do with the siddur. When you identify with that kesher, with this shidduch, then because you identify with it, the other side goes away. That's a koyach benefesh odom. It is considered the deepest koyach which is there, deeper than seichel, deeper than anything else. And by us, identification is nearly gone. We don't identify with anything, yeah, not with our learning place and not with our. It's one of the major central problems which you have with kids in America for sure. Whether they identify. And this is a problem because that's what we'll speak about. Because when you want to identify with something, then the Yetzer Hara really drives you crazy. Because the Yetzer Hara makes you believe that you identify with a thing where you have an gear, yeah? But identifying yourself with something, that's a very deep thing. We'll speak about that. But only for the Seichel Shebedovo. Now you understand that this is unbelievable. The Boreolam wants you. That's right. And now you have to make a decision. With what do you make a decision? You make a decision with you identifying with one side. That means you make a decision really with yourself. When you would make a decision with your Seichel, you would make a decision with something which is impersonal. Seichel is always impersonal. Seichel means you can think and I can think the same thing. But when you have to identify with one side, then I can't identify with that. That's you. You only can identify with one thing. So that's unbelievable. The Boreolam wants you. And you have to make a decision with what? With this deep thing, which is only in you, that you identify with one thing. That is the depth of what is called the decision of a Shikul Hadas. The decision of a Shikul Hadas always means that you identify with one side. Yeah? And that is what we have to work on. We have to work on that. And this is nearly gone. Only for the American people. The American, they call that like to be connected. But that's a very bad word. Because when I want that you and me should be connected, I still can throw out a lasso, you call that in the good Texas language, you know. You call that a lasso, and then you connect the guy to me, bal kolchoi, you know. But when I tell you, you have to identify, there is no lasso there. Because it's your work. No one else can that do for you, you know. I can't make you identify me, you know, that doesn't go. You have to do it by yourself. Connected, there still, you can make all different kind of spooky things that the person should feel connected. But identifying is much deeper, yeah? It is something from the deepest thing, or is Chazal in a place say, this is the deepest koyach which is there, that you identify with something. And that is the side that you are having a decision in a Shikul Hadas question. But this is a question of those areas where the Bnei Olam wants you. But by the halacha, I do not identify with a mukze machmas chisorim kis. By me, mukze machmas klisha malachter l'iser, I much more identify with that side of the Gemara. So really, for me, the decision, you are even not conservative, you are stomach idiot, you know. No, that's not the way you learn, you know. No. You don't identify, I identify more with Rove. Abaye doesn't speak to me really, you know. Okay? Nothing, you know? No, that's not a question of identifying. That's a question of thinking. That's a thought process going through. Without the Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that's a deep sugya, that's not our Inyan now. But it basically, that's a question of Seichel. But in the other areas, this is intrinsically a question of yourself. And the decision is made with you that you identify with one side. And so that has to be worked on. So we have to clarify to ourselves, why is that this split, that there are two sugyas, and there is, in Torah, I think there are two sugyas, and what does this identification mean? What does that mean? Where is that koyach located, and how could you work on it, that it should be more clean, and not so dirty from all our taivas? I think that has to be the hemshech of those vadim. But today we came till here. Atkam.